We are going to deviate from our normal. Usually we bring Maror Mekomis from Minchas Asher. Tonight it's from the Sefer Nachlas Tzvi. Rabbi Zev Klein. Were you in a share? Very a close you did of myself and of Rabbi Goldberg. He was my chavrusa years and years and years ago. And he brings over here some very fascinating discussions. There's two main discussions I want to speak about. One is the discussion of whether or not you are allowed to kill someone with the Shem HaMefoirish. Now, whether it's legal or not, it's not suggested. That's first of all. Second of all, the other thing is whether or not it's mutter to kill a guy. Now, that also is not suggested. But that's going to be another discussion we're going to speak about over here. We're going to try to get as far as we can. Thank you very much. So we'll start like this. Chazal say that the way that Moshe killed the Mitzri, Moshe came out of the palace, saw a Mitzri hitting a Jew, and he's like, this is not going to happen. So what did he do? He killed the Mitzri, but it says, he killed him with the shame, I'm a farish. Because when Dustin Vavirin after said, Haragini ato oimer, you're saying, what do you mean, oimer? You're saying you're going to kill me? What does that mean? It means he recently killed with his dibor. He killed with his mouth. And the Arizal says that because he killed, it's brought down from the Chidah. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to go into Golis. So that's why it says, "V'samti l'cha mokam asher yonos shama." I give you a place you can run there. Shama isyos Moshe. Moshe had to go to Golis. Moshe Rabbeinu ended up having to go to an Ir Miklat because he killed the Mitzri for that reason. So this is what our discussion is about. Now, the question is, Moshe Rabbeinu killed with the Shem HaMefoirish. Is that called killing or not? Can we blame Moshe Rabbeinu for that? Is that considered as if he's responsible for doing it? So here we have this great debate between the different Achroinim as to whether or not using a Sgula to do something, which means I'm not doing it in physical ways, but I'm doing it through other types of whatever you would call it, a skula, is that called as if I did it or not? By doing a skula. So the Chidah brings down, it depends. There's something called Nasan Einav Boy Venase Gal Shalat Samois, which is one way of killing someone, which we know Reb Shimon Bar Yochai did that, for example. Another way of killing someone is using the shame. And says the Chidah, it's different. Gal Shalat Samois, all you're doing is you're just like, you're overwhelming him with a nitzutz of kedusha or something like that, and that just like makes it that you're not actually killing him. The shame is when you are killing someone with the shame. The shame is a weapon that a person can use to kill. And says the Chidah, even if he's not, doesn't deserve to die necessarily, if a person brings the shame, then he can kill him. Reb Asher Weiss, in the Sefer Minchas Asher, isn't sure about this. He says, maybe you could only use the shame to kill someone if Shemayim wants him to die. But you could say the shame, nothing's going to happen. It appears, though, from the Chidah and from others, there's a Peladika, a Dasikein, a Mibale, a Toisvis, which says that the shame is a weapon that someone uses. The Dasikein explains the following thing. He says, why is it that a Kohen Gadol is usher in an almana? A Kohen is usher in a Gerusha. A Kohen Gadol is usher in an almana. Why is a Kohen Gadol usher in an almana? Are you familiar with this? I believe it's Das Kain about it. It's brought in the Sefer Shaila Torah, Pilei Ploim. He says the following thing. He says, we're afraid that the Kohen Gadol, when he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he says the Shem HaMefoirash, HaYotzei Mipi Kohen Gadol, so we're afraid that he's going to perhaps have some sort of affection for a married woman. What's he going to do? She's married. Well, if he says the Shema Mefarish and he has kavana on one person, he might kill him. And then, if an almana would be mutter to a Kohen Gadol, then he'll have a way to marry her. So therefore, we make an almana asur Kohen Gadol. So that way, when he says the Shem HaMefoirash, he won't be thinking about that person in order to kill him, because she's not mutter anyway after he's dead, so it won't help him. Pilei Ploim. What's the Pilei Ploim? Here we are. You're talking about the holiest person in the world, the holiest day in the world, the holiest place in the world. He's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol, and he's thinking about a married woman? We're worried about that. But we see that a person has to be careful. A person, a mensch is a mensch. What?
If a father is still married only a basula, there's a katan between katan and naran.
So, but we're explaining, what'd you say? This is what he says. This is why he's different than a regular kohen. Why don't we treat him like a regular kohen? He says because we're afraid that he's going to do this in order to avoid, in order to get this. Depends on what the situation is. Whether he could fit this into the other restrictions. But a kitzur. The point I'm just trying to bring out is that the kohen gadol had a weapon at his hands, at his disposal. The shame I'm a feirish. And he could kill anybody with the shame I'm a feirish. So it seems like from the chida, shame I'm a feirish is a weapon. A person is a baal bechira. If you use it, it can wreak havoc, even if Hashem doesn't necessarily want or whatever. The person's not chayiv misa. The same way any person can take any other weapon, physical weapon or school a weapon. Either one is going to work. So for that reason, it would appear over here that it is a reason why he should be chayiv galus, because he killed with his weapon, if you say that. But anyway, Rabbi Yisai, it's clear that Moshe Rabbeinu's galus was not a real galus. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu was not really chayiv galus anyway. So there's no, you can't really prove anything over here. How do I know that? Because galus is when you kill b'shaygeg. Galus is when a person kills by accident. Moshe Rabbeinu is killing b'mezid. This is not a real, and anyway, Moshe Rabbeinu over here, it would appear, had good reason to kill the guy. This is not, even if he killed him intentionally. As a matter of fact, we'll see the Gemara says, this guy was Chayiv Misa. So what do you want from Moshe Rabbeinu? What did he do? He didn't do anything wrong. Elamai Lafi, because his chassid gadol and his neshama was very, very lofty. So Moshe Rabbeinu went through some sort of galus anyway. We know that we find this concept by the Chassidish Rebbes. They went into galus when they felt that they needed galus, even though by the Vilna Goyen. It's also, there's a story, the Goyen went to galus. You know, the big people put themselves in galus, even if they're not really chayiv galus al pidin. So Moshe Rabbeinu went to galus, but it wasn't necessarily that he was like fully chayiv galus because of this. Al kol panim. So we have this question of whether or not a person does something with a skuli, which he does something which is, you know, through what we'll call, what's it called, that type of medicine, what do they call it? Alternative methods is considered as if you do something. So the Kilos Yankov brings a raya from a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says the following thing. Is a person allowed to whisper to a snake? Now, I don't know, whistle, you know, the flutes, the snake people. So you have a snake. Loichesh to a snake. Loichesh literally means to whisper. Says the Gemara, loichashin b'shabbos. Says Rashi, it's not a problem of trapping the snake. You see, when you do that, you kind of like, these people know how to like make the snake like stay in one place. So there's a snake slithering along, and the snake whisperer, whatever that means, whatever he does exactly, and the snake freezes. The snake doesn't move. So I trapped the snake. And it's mutter. Why is it mutter? So says the Kilos Yankov, it could be because that's not really called doing anything. You trap a snake is when you trap a snake. What, he's doing it through alternative methods? Alternative is not considered to be really done. So says the Gilles, if you kill someone with an alternative method, if you take a knife and you kill someone, you killed him. If you take a trap and you trap an animal, you trapped it. But otherwise, all these alternative things, they mean nothing. They have no substance when it comes to halacha. On the other hand, we have the chidah that seems to say that it is called, you kill someone with a shame, it's called killing him. I wanted to do with the Gemara that says Loichashin b'Shabbos. So says Rav Zev Klein, he says, listen. He says Avada Inyan Skuli is called doing something. But what does it mean to trap an animal? Let's say you would hypnotize the animal. Is the animal trapped? Let's say you would distract the animals. The animal, what is the definition of the word trap? Trap means that you're holding the animal. But the fact that you have, like, you've gotten the animal to stop moving, you're not holding the animal. The animal's over there. There's nothing holding the animal. Elamai, you've got the animal to stop moving. You've got the animal's attention. Right? Let's say an animal would be like very amazed by the things that I'm doing. All of a sudden, the animal like is startled. The animal stops moving. Is he trapped? It's not trapped. Trapped is only when I'm holding it. Say if you kill someone through Indian schoolie, is he dead? He's dead. So then I killed him. But if I trapped an animal through Indian schoolie, I didn't really trap it. I'm just holding its attention. But the animal's really not confined to anything. The moment I stop whispering to the animal, it'll just keep going. It's not called trapped. Okay. So now we want to get into the sugya of understand what really happened over here. We'll understand it better. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, a goy that hits a Jew is chayiv misa. A goy that hits a Jew is chayiv misa. Where does the Gemara learn this halacha from? Anyone? What? This week's parsha. There's a goy hitting a Jew, and what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He killed him. Why did Moshe kill him? Because he was chayiv misa. So what do we see from over here? If it wasn't for the fact that the goy was chayiv misa, Moshe would not have killed him. So it appears that Moshe Rabbeinu was doing something that otherwise would have been inappropriate. You can't just walk over to a goy and kill him. You can't do that. Because the guy was chayiv misa. Why was the guy chayiv misa? Because he hit a yid. Moshe Rabbeinu then said, okay, killed him. There's no din davar kavschus on a guy. What was that? Excellent, excellent, excellent question. That's the next question. But hold on a second. Excellent question. That's the next question. Hold on. Let's get it straight. The Gemara says over here, a guy that hits a yid is chayiv misa. Because, we learned from this week's parsha, I know he's chayiv misa because Moshe killed him. Why did Moshe kill him? If I still chayiv, Moshe would not have killed him if not for the fact that he was chayiv misa. You can't just kill a guy stam. You need to have validation to kill him. So Moshe Rabbeinu's validation is because the guy's chayiv misa, because he killed. What?
Vizana Ishish Ish. Chayiv anyway.
How does Moshe Rabbeinu know that? He didn't know everything. The Gemara seems to say not like that.
The Gemara
says he killed him because he hit him. Gemara says it wasn't that. He has a question of the Gemara. Why does the Gemara say that maybe he knew Baruch HaKodesh that he was Mizana? Rabbi Goldberg, you have an answer to that? Okay, Rabbi says, keep going. What? Okay, that's an interesting shaila. We'll touch on it. There's a whole shaila of Achiyov Elio. What does Elio know? When Elio comes, what is that going to help? He knows through En Lo B'Shamayimi. That's only after Matan Torah, maybe only Shamayim. I don't know. We'll see if we can. Well, how much we can get into it. Al Koponim, Aboisai. The shaila is, Reb Nochem is asking a shaila. I believe Reb Nochem is your shaila. Together, they asked the following shaila. If he's chayiv misa, so why is Moshe Rabbeinu coming to see? Let me see if anything good is going to come out of this person. What do you have to see? If a person's chayiv misa, you look to see if he has good children or he's going to have good children. We don't. You chayiv misa, you kill him. So we're saying, it's a kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara says, goy, shehiki Yisrael's chayiv misa. And we know from the story, if that's true, then why is Moshe Rabbeinu hesitating? I don't know if I should kill him or not. Maybe I shouldn't kill him.
That's
the question. That's the
question
that what?
That you can kill a Jew. That you can kill a non-Jew.
But the Gemara says, Akum shehiki Yisrael chayiv misa.
Yeah, but because he looked into it.
But I'm you a question. Let's say someone, now not Moshe Rabbeinu, someone else, Akum shehiki Yisrael is chayiv misa. So what do? You also have to look in to see if he's
Maybe.
The Gemara seems to sound, let's say that he's chayiv misa. He's chayiv misa. He's chayiv misa. Says the Ran, listen, he say something similar to Naftali, but not exactly the same. What? It seems like that's the validation for doing it. You're right, we didn't know the halacha until he did it. But it seems like his validation is because the goy is chayiv misa. So if the goy is chayiv misa, why is Moshe Rabbeinu trying to look into the future? Just say he's chayiv misa, let me kill him, he's chayiv misa. Says the Ran the following thing. Says the Ran, even though goy shehike Yisrael is chayiv misa, it is not Bezdin's job to kill him. It is not Bezdin's job to kill him. So therefore, if someone has a standard chiyuv misa, for example, someone's mechal Shabbos, a yid is mechal Shabbos, Bezdin's job is to kill him. Bezdin doesn't start making all different types of cheshbonos to try to figure it out. But a goy shehike Yisrael, is that one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach?
No.
If he's over on one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, Bezdin has to kill him. But he's not over on the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. This sounds like, listen, buddy, you're in hot water. You're in hot water. But is that Bezdin's din to kill him? No. So Moshe Rabbeinu, hold on a second, Moshe Rabbeinu has to kill him? No, he doesn't have to kill him. It's not his job. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu can make all different types of cheshbon. It's like, I don't know, it's not my job to kill him, Hashem. Listen, it's not Shem Mitzvah B'nai Noach. Hold on. Well, he's not a ganav.
Why? He has to pay money.
So he'll pay afterwards. Maybe he'll pay. He's not a ganav yet. So there is a tzad in the Rishonim that Goy Shik Yisrael is chayiv because he's like a ganav because he hurt him. It's mali ganav memoinim, I don't want ganav gufay. But then it's not only Goy Shik Yisrael. It would be Goy Shik a Goy. Then it would be any Goy that hits anyone. So it sounds like from the Gemara, says the Ran, no, it's a special din of Goy Shik Yisrael, even if he's not mazikim mamoin. There's no mom and hezek over here. Still, because you can't lift a finger on Klal Yisrael, you touch a yid, you chayiv misa. But not that Bezdin has to kill him. If that's true, it's not Moshe's job to kill him. Bechlal. So comes Akiva Leibowitz and says, okay, so Moshe doesn't have to. So then, why is he killing him? Or you could say even better, how is he allowed to kill him? Someone's chayiv misa. Can anyone walk over to someone chayiv misa and says you're chayiv misa and kill him? No. If Bezdin has the din to kill someone, they kill him. Bezdin doesn't have a din. You can't just kill someone because he's chayiv misa. If it's Bezdin's din...
He's
going to
kill the guy.
Okay, again, Yaakov, the Gemara doesn't say your reasons. You're giving very good reasons, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say because he's a roidif. I guess he wasn't a roidif. The Gemara doesn't say because he was mezaneh.
Yeah.
The Gemara doesn't say that. What did he say?
Kill him.
Apparently not. Apparently he was not going to beat him to death. Apparently not. Gemara says that he was not going to... The reason why he's chayiv misa is not midin roidev. It's midin because he lifted a finger. So here we go. So the Rabbi Asher Weiss suggests the following thing. The Rambam says, a melech is allowed to kill a roidev or anyone who's chayiv, anyone that does anything that's chayiv misa, even if there's some sort of technical reason why Bezdin can't kill him. There's someone who does something wrong, and the king knows that. And for whatever reason Bezdin can't kill him, the king has jurisdiction to do it anyway. In other words, the king can kill someone even if he's technically not chayiv misa. Says Rav Asher Weiss, Moshe Rabbeinu had a din melech. Moshe Rabbeinu had a din melech. So therefore, because he has a din melech, therefore he's able to king.
He wasn't a king, he wasn't a melech yet.
So I don't understand, unless I'm making a mistake.
Rashi said that the prince's son is considered like a melech.
He has a din melech at this age? He's 12 years old. Moshe was 12 years old. He wasn't a melech yet. Pashtas Moshe Rabbeinu's din melech was only after Moshe Rabbeinu became the leader of Klal Yisrael. Right now, why is Moshe Rabbeinu a king? Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have a din melech yet. Rabbi Goldberg, what do you say?
Wasn't he a king in a different country?
Now he's just the adopted son of Paro. He has no status anywhere. He's 12 years old. So I don't know how he could kill someone if he didn't melech. He's not a melech yet. Says Rav Asher, okay, he doesn't shlug that up, but I think that's a valid shlug up. He says maybe something else. Maybe he has a din of a dayon. He has a din, and it sounds like that from the way Nadav and Aviu are talking to him. Nadav and Aviu say, Misamcha le'ish sar v'shoifet aleinu, who made you the judge over us? In other words, they were understanding Moshe Rabbeinu is killing me, then shoifet. He's a dayon. And the halacha is a dayon also, if there are certain circumstances, we've spoken about this before, for example, the case of Yehuda and Tamar, certain circumstances where they can take matters into their hands to punish people if they feel that the situation requires it. Or anyway, maybe it's midin dayon. We have another problem. How old is Moshe Rabbeinu? 12 years old. So can Moshe Rabbeinu be a dayan at 12 years old?
Yes.
This is the question that Dosan Avir was saying to Moshe. Mi samcha leish sar v'shoyvet. Who made you into a man? You're still a kid. You can't be a dayan. Mi samcha leish. You're not an ish yet. Sar v'shoyvet. Sorry, you can't judge us. So how could Moshe Rabbeinu do him? He didn't die on. Listen, Rabbi Yisai, listen up. Here goes. The Chassam Sofer says that the sheer of Gadlus is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, which only is true for Yidin, but not for Goyim. When does a Goy become a Gadol? Says the Chassam Sofer, when he becomes intellectually intelligent. It depends on just how smart he is. You could be 12 and be a Gadol. And I see it in the Pasuk. Vayigdal Moshe. He's 12 years old. What do you mean he got big? He got smart. So maybe Moshe Rabbeinu had a din already of a Gadol. Because if you dine him as a Goy, so then he's already considered to be a Gadol. So if you say the Yidden have a din of a Goy, when they're in Mitzrayim, they didn't yet become, till they left Mitzrayim, they didn't ready to become, till Matan Torah, they didn't become Yidden, they're not Yidden, they're still a Goy. So therefore, he's already considered to be an Ish. But there's a problem. Why is a Goy, the Goy that Moshe Rabbeinu killed, why is he Chayev Misa? Because he killed a what? A Yid. He killed a Yid? But I thought they don't have a Din Yid yet. So we have a steer here. Manavshach. If you tell me as a Din Yid, so then Moshe Rabbeinu is a Kata, and Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't judge him. And if you tell me they have a Din Goy, so then the person, the mystery that killed him, is a Chayim Mitzvah, because he didn't have a Yid. He had a Goy. Elamai is a Din Yid. He's a Din Yid, so what's Moshe Rabbeinu?
Maybe
Moshe
had a din guy
because
he grew up in the house.
All right. Yeah, but he's only adopted, Moshe Rabbeinu. I hear. I want to suggest something else. Yes, Kobe. What?
Yeah.
Is he still, Moshe Rabbeinu is still just simple person. Hasn't yet changed. True, every person has the ability to become Moshe Rabbeinu. So says the Rambam. Up until this moment, he's still considered to be one of us. Eventually, Moshe Rabbeinu becomes into his own league. What are you saying? I can't hear you. I don't know if you... No, I think we're trying to figure out. Do the Yidin and Mitzrayim have a din Goy? Have a din Yid? What's their din? If you tell me that they have a din Yid, so then Moshe Rabbeinu is a Katan. If you tell me they have a din Goy, then the Mitzri who hit the Goy, because he's the same thing, shouldn't be Chayv Misa. So I want to suggest the following Chiddush. Enochanami. They have the same thing. So they're saying, Misamcha Leish. If we have a din, listen, you killed. They're saying to Moshe Rabbeinu like this. You killed the Mitzri, obviously you hold. We have a din yid. If we have a din yid, you're a katan. You're a katan, so then you can't talk to us. So what's going to be? So I want to suggest the following possible chakira. I don't know. I'm wondering like this. Goy doesn't have ears. Correct. Goy doesn't have ears. A yid has ears. In other words, for a yid, if he's not 13 years old, he's still considered to be a katan. For a guy, once he has intellect, he's considered to be a gadol. What about a yid who's now dealing with a guy? A yid who's dealing with a guy. It's a guy's din, but it's a yid. In other words, a yid is not chayv in mitzvahs until he's 13 years old. Doesn't make a difference how smart he is. Why? Because that's my din. My din as a yid, I'm not chayv in mitzvahs until I'm 13. But what about a yid who's 12 being a dayon for a guy? So he's a guy, I'm a yid. But this is a question of the guy's din, not the yid's din. Do you say that klape, the guy, what depends is not necessarily how old I am, but how smart I am? Because for a guy, there is no shear of 13, 12. So this is all the guy's din, it's not the yid's din.
Why would you ever say that?
How long have you seen that?
The halacha mosh misina is clapping all the dinim of the yid. This is not a yid's din. This is a goy's din. So when I'm dealing with the goy's din, what? What?
A goy should judge.
A goy will be allowed to kill him also. Yeah. Yeah, a goy will be allowed to kill him also. He's chayv misa. He's chayv misa. So goy will be allowed to kill him also.
What's that based off?
What?
Why?
No, because he's not really chay, because he's not chayiv misa's bezdin. He's chayiv misa, and a dayan is able to take matters into his own hands. So the question is, does he have a din dayan or not? So our question is, Moshe Rabbeinu was like stuck in this in-between stage. How are we going to qualify Moshe Rabbeinu? Does he have a din yid? Does he have a din goy? Maybe klape yidin as a din yid, klape goyim as a din goy. In that case, 12, he could still be a shofet for the guy. He can't be the shofet for Dasan Vavir. And hold on, I got to finish. We can talk about it afterwards if you want. Rabbi Sai, it seems clear Moshe Rabbeinu would not have killed the guy unless he did something wrong. Why not? You're not allowed to kill goyim. Why are you not allowed to kill goyim? Frech the base mayor. What's wrong? What's the problem? Says the Rambam. The Rambam Perik Aleph Milchus Ratzeach Halacha Aleph. Kol Ahoreg Nefesh Adam Over Beloy Sirtzach. Kol Ahoreg Nefesh Adam Over Beloy Sirtzach. What does that sound like? Anyone. However, in the Hoitzah Shabsi Frankel, they bring that the original text of the Rambam didn't say that. It said, "Kol ha'hirig nefesh adam mi Yisrael oiver b'lo yisirtzach." Sounds like it was changed, and this happened because people were afraid that if a guy would get his hands on this Rambam and see that we would say that you're not oiver b'lo yisirtzach, we're killing a guy, so then they get all upset. So that someone just like took it out of the text. But if you'd ask the Rambam for real, we're not afraid over here of anyone censoring us. Are you over the sirtzach for killing a guy? The answer is no. So why are you not allowed to kill a guy? Says the base mayor. Maybe the reason is, bring some the, sorry, from the Sholem Eshev. So the Sholem Eshev. Save the Sholem Eshev. Maybe the reason is because there's an issue of Baal Tashchis. Baal Tashchis means that you have someone here, he could be very productive, he could work, he could do stuff, and you threw him in the garbage. You're not allowed to, you shouldn't do that. It's Baal Tashchis. But says Rav Asher Weiss, Baal Tashchis is only if you don't do it for a good reason. But if something is getting in the way, so it's not Baal Tashchis. So if the guy gets in the way, you're allowed to kill him if he's getting in your way. If he's bothering you, you're allowed to kill him, just like that. Doesn't seem like that from the whole din of the Moshe Rabbeinu killed the guy only because he was chayiv misa. Just say because he's bothering another yid. He's bothering. It's not bal tashchis. Is it bal tashchis to kill a bee if he's buzzing and he's bothering you? No. So is it bal tashchis to kill a guy? So according to Shalom Eishiv, it would appear that killing a guy is not such a problem under many circumstances. Again, not suggested. Says the base mayor, I'll tell you why killing a guy is usser. There's also an isser of gezel akum. Gezel akum is usser. You're not allowed to steal from a guy. Says the base mayor, if I can't steal from a guy, so I also can't take away from him his life. So it's nichlal in gezel akum, which is a lav. Is a person chayiv misa for killing a guy? No. No. You can't steal from a guy. Now again, it makes it very not mutter, because it's very not mutter to steal from a guy. But it's not lav lo sirtzach. So the Rambam says, killing lo sirtzach is only a yid. A guy, on the other hand, is usser unless he's chayiv misa. What's the isser? So far we have two mahalchim, either bal tashchis or the isser of gezel akum, which is probably more likely. So just to conclude what we spoke about over here, we asked the question of Moshe Rabbeinu killed the guy with the Shem HaMefoyrish. He went to Golos. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu did a Ritzicha, even though he only did it with the Shem. Is that called killing or not called killing? We spoke about a machloikes between the Chida and the Kilas Yankov is in Skuli. If a person does something with Skulas, is that considered as if he actually did it or not? We said that maybe it depends. If you killed with Gal Shel Atzamais, it's just Nosan Enobai, that's just the Skula. But if you use the Shem is a weapon. We spoke about the Kohen Gadol. We tried to make sure the Kohen Gadol doesn't use the weapon on Yom Kippur in order to kill people. And we said that Moshe Rabbeinu Lamaisa wasn't really Chayiv Golas, because anyway he didn't kill the Shoigeg, and anyway Moshe Rabbeinu was just in killing him, as we see in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Goy that he gives Chayiv Misa. So Elamai is just Moshe Rabbeinu on the level of his Neshama. We spoke about Chassidish and Rebbes went to Golas, the Vilna Goy went to Golas, and therefore over there it's not necessarily it doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu did anything wrong. We spoke about this idea of Sguli. What about trapping a Nachash, which is permitted if you do it by whispering? Maybe that's because it's not really called trapping it, just because you stopped in his tracks. You didn't really trap it, or maybe it's because that's not called even Sguli. Then we spoke about the fact that the Gemara says that the guy was Chayiv Misa. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu would not have killed him unless he's Chayiv Misa. You see, you're not allowed to kill a guy. So the guy is Chayiv Misa. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to look around to see if there's anyone coming? What's the point? It's Chayiv Misa, kill him. Elamai says it's not really Chayiv Misa's Bezdin. It's just he's in deep trouble. It's not Bezdin's job to kill him. So why did Moshe, kill him? It's not Bezdin's job. He said maybe Din Melech. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a Din Melech. Maybe Midin Dayon. Can Moshe Rabbeinu be a Dayon? He's only 12 years old. Maybe that's what Dustin and everyone said. They said, Misamcha Ish. You're not an Ish. We said, but maybe he is an Ish, because Chassam Sofer says that by a guy, even if he's 12 years old, if he's smart, by Yigdal Moshe, he's already became big, he became smart, he can be a Dayon. The problem is, if you're telling me that we have a din of a guy, so then why was the Mitzri Chayim Misa for killing this Yid? He's not a Yid. Elamai, tell him we have a din Yid. We have a din Yid, so you're a Katan. So that this one doesn't, you're saying, Mimalashach, what are you doing over here? It doesn't make any sense. We were saying maybe Klape the Goy, the Yid, has a din Gadol, because it's the Goy's din, not the Yid's din. Psachidish, that's what we were trying to say, perhaps. That's why over here, Moshe Rabbeinu had a din Dayon concerning the Goy, but he wouldn't be able to necessarily have a din Dayon again to Nadav Eviu. The last thing we spoke about is, why is it usher to kill a guy? The Rambam says you're not allowed to kill anyone, but the real Gerus in the Rambam, the Yitzchak Frankel, says that you're not allowed to kill any Yid, so why not kill a guy? Says the Sholem Eishiv Baal Tashchis. If it's Baal Tashchis, so then he's bothering you, you should be able to kill him. Moshe Rabbeinu could have killed a guy if it was bothering him, so obviously it's not the case. Elamai, we said maybe the reason why you're not allowed to kill a guy is because it's considered to be Gezel Akum. Thank you very much for listening.